Oh, boy, what would life be without Instagram, right? So you...
Well, I have a life without Instagram, and I'm living it okay.
You're living a good life without Instagram, and some people are living too good a life. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. But first of all, welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Away, thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for the way we all actually travel, with features like an ejectable TSA-approved battery, built-in front pocket, a range of colors and materials that suit your travel style. Away has the perfect gift for everyone on your list because this holiday season, everyone wants to get away. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com and enter promo code CLNS. I didn't know that this was going on, Jimmy. That, you know, I thought that the whole idea of technology was to bring people closer to a lot of things, including the outdoors. Mm-hmm. You through virtual reality, through AI, whatever it may be, through interactive tools so you can be outside and online and get information and
virtual,
so forth.
Virtual.
Yeah, all of that stuff I thought was, those were good things.
Hmm.
But
not so much, Mr. Lothian. No, indeed.
No, indeed.
People are actually abusing this, perhaps.
They are abusing it.
Or they're just using it and not realizing that they're abusing it. How's that?
Maybe use and abuse you. See, there was a song about that. Remember? Now talk about lyrics. Wow,
I don't know.
Bad. Yeah. Anyway.
That's over my head.
I'll sing it for you afterward.
Over my head. I have Fleetwood Mac tickets, by the way, coming up in
so,
March.
So, Jimmy, you said this to me. I thought this was interesting just from the first story, which is this deep hole, this cave, right, that was found up in Canada?
Yeah, very cool. By the way, British Columbia, you've been, I'm guessing.
I have been all over.
It is so on my bucket list.
I have been to Banff.
Banff.
I have. I was going to say the Canadia because we have this joke in the family that we call it. We've been up to the Canadia.
Canadia.
Right. So I was going to say that. I stopped by
Canadia.
Oh, Canadia. Oh, Canadia.
That's pretty good.
So, yeah. So they find this cave.
And now they don't want anybody to go know where it is.
Exactly.
Because they're afraid of the people going in and tagging it, geotagging.
Geotagging. And there's this term called Instagram tourists,
yes,
or tourism, where people descend upon a place because others have been posting pictures about it and tagging it, tagging these locations. So it draws attention to these, you know, unbelievable wonders of the world. Which, again, I thought that's what you were supposed to do. You were supposed to get people to pay attention to something so they would want to get up and go and visit and see it. But apparently too many people are getting up and going and visiting.
Yeah. It's kind of like letting a secret out to the world.
Yeah.
And they don't want that. They want you to go see the wonders of the world with your own eyes and what? Not record it, not take a picture of it?
They want you to tell people about it.
But not document it digitally.
To that extent to where everyone will come to that same spot.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, there are times, look, whatever Microsoft or whatever service you have, you know, every time you log on to you, if you have that feature, when you log on, you get those photos that pop up. Do you have that on your desktop where there is
I have block up, Mark. Block up.
Block up.
Block up.
Well, it blocks everything that
Pretty much. Anything I don't want gets blocked.
I opted in for.
Oops, stop these, right there.
No, this is good. It says the first time I logged into my desktop, it said if you want to keep. There was a beautiful photograph that came. I mean, a real beautiful photograph. And it said if you want to keep seeing more of these beautiful photographs, click here.
Uh oh.
I did. No, I like it.
Okay.
Every time I log on to my desktop, there
it's another
is
beautiful
it's
photograph.
A beautiful photograph.
Okay.
And I've often said when I see one, where, you know, you can see where it is, and I've thought to myself, hey, note to self, I want to go there.
Bucket list.
Put it on the bucket list.
Right.
And so I get it. I can see how, especially because the way that we send photos out now, before it was using your 126 camera or 110, and it was semi-fuzzy.
Polaroid.
Right. Those were fuzzy pictures. Now the visuals are so rich
that it is
tantalizing when people put stuff on Instagram and tag it, and it's like, boy, man, if it looks even half as good as that, I got to go see it. And they hop in the car or plane and they go there.
Yeah, and again, it's people using their phones mm-hmm. to share their world with the world.
Yes,
and That's the whole point of social
media.
Media.
Right. Except I guess there's something, you know, like there's good food, but having too much of good food can be bad for you.
And explain this to me. I know you're a far better technical wizard than I am.
Yeah.
Can't they jam the signal so that you can't actually send out? You could take the picture,
yeah,
but you can't share it. Can't they, like, no service zones is
well,
really where I'm going with
I,
this. How come I can find a no service zone when I least want it?
Right, but
or when I really
this.
Don't want it? Right. But then on this particular case, they can't figure out a way to jam the signals?
No, things can be jammed.
Yeah.
When the president is in a
certain
area.
Oh, there you go. It's him again.
Cell phones don't work.
Don't work. Right,
you go. They jam it so it doesn't work. They can do it.
I knew the NSA would know how to do that.
There's a security thing behind it because if someone is going to set off an explosive using a phone, then they can't do that. Right? So there's technology that prevents that from happening. I'm sure it'd be complicated if all of a sudden our public parks decided to jam your phone signal. But here's some interesting anecdotes of this problem. So in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, have you ever been there, by the way?
No.
Beautiful place.
Because I am not a skier.
Well, I've just been there because I wanted to say I've been there.
Are you a skier?
Of course. Well, not now I'm not, but I used to be. Yeah,
I was
big
time. Did you ski at Jackson Hole? Because I've seen videos.
No, I did not ski there, but I just went there. It was beautiful.
I appreciate the beauty of it.
It's beautiful.
Okay.
So the Travel and Tourism Board asked visitors to stop geotagging photographs on social media, explaining their campaign. The head of the tourism board told the New York Times that the landscape was under threat from visitors drawn by the beautiful vistas on Instagram. So they point out Delta Lake is one of them, a remote refuge surrounded by the towering Grand Tetons. It has become a poster child for social media gone awry, he said. Here's a quote. Influencers started posting from the top of the lake. Then it started racing through social media. Influencers, if you don't know, are people with huge social media followings who sometimes make a living posting about places and products. They put that in there, so I thought I'd read that.
We learned that.
So here's where it's gone. From one or two hikers a day going up this now 9-mile trek to Delta Lake, now 145 people are hiking there each day.
Every day.
Every day.
By the way,
that's
a lot?
That's a lot.
It is?
Well, it is. Yes, that's a lot. Let me give you an example. So we went up to Glacier. We were at Glacier National Park, and we went up to this Glacier Lake. It was unbelievable. It's the only place where in North America you have icebergs in a lake year-round.
Yeah.
And it was a 10-mile round-trip hike, and the whole family did it, little kids and all. It was amazing. It was tough coming back, but it was fun. It was a lot of fun. And I actually jumped in the water and blah, 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 blah. It was
cool.
Unbelievable.
Wait, what does blah, 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 blah mean?
Drowned?
What?
Well, the water. There are icebergs in the water.
It's cold.
It's, yeah. I mean, I jumped in and got out before my body realized that it was cold and almost died.
Yeah,
like, there's a guy who went in. He was in for probably about 10 seconds.
You can get shocked.
He could not feel his legs.
Yeah.
He was only in for about 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So anyway, but the reason I say that is
happens
because
in Nantasket Beach, too, I might add, sometimes in Hull.
Happens in my tub when the kids use the water up and I only have cold water.
But anyway, it's good for you.
But
cold
water
plunge
is actually better for you because it pushes the blood through and so you heal. You heal faster from injury. So if you're a runner, you want to go into cold water, not hot water.
You're talking to me about injuries, right?
Well, okay. Yeah, I'm talking
ice
about, yes.
And heat both together, back and forth.
Heat does not work when you're a runner.
Ice and heat.
Heat does not work when you're a runner. I'm telling you right now.
Heat will heal.
Heat
ice will,
kill
the,
work
kill
when
the
you're
inflammation.
Running. No runner goes and put heat on their legs
after they
run.
Right, 48 hours of any injury, it's rest
ice. I'm not talking about injury. I'm just talking about just recovery.
Okay, so recovery.
Yeah.
Rest, ice, compression, elevation.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay. So where
then
were we?
Then heat.
So anyway, we were walking to the top of this place, and initially it was about 15 of us. 15 going up this place was crowded. Because these trails are very narrow.
Yeah,
they're these tiny
that.
Little trails.
Yep.
If we had 145 people, now granted, you would think, oh, well, maybe they spread out throughout the day, so it's not.
They didn't go together.
But chunks of them will be going together. Mm-hmm. It can become problematic if you have, because here's what happens. When you have a lot of people going up to places like this, then you're not on the trail. Now you're going off trail and you're stomping around on things. Yeah, and you're stomping on things that you shouldn't, or you end up falling off a cliff or something.
So maybe they should limit the access to this by a daily basis a certain amount.
Yeah, but how do you do that? There's usually not.
You say you can't go.
Yeah, but then you got to hire somebody to stand there and with a little counter.
Okay.
You know, oh, Dad, the government's going to do that.
Right? No, the government. That's right. Well, that's right.
Yeah,
this is a national park.
These are all
right?
national parks. So anyway, I see that there is an issue here. And yes, 145 may not seem like a lot of people in the scheme of things. But when you're seeing numbers typically of one or two people going up to this area, now all of a sudden 145, you add that up over every day of a year. You know, I'm sure there are times where you can't go up there. But nonetheless, we're talking about a hefty number here of people going up trails that otherwise were nice and quiet with one person prior to Instagram.
Right.
And
influencers.
Yeah. And as someone pointed out in
brain
this article,
hackers.
We want people to have a real connection to nature, not just a page with a pin on it, which is that's the geotagging kind of thing that happens
now
when
that,
you're taking.
That is a comment of an older person about a younger person. Okay.
What, putting a pin?
Yeah. I mean, come on. It you know what? It's part of the 21st century technology, and the young people are into this. This is how they share. This is how they vet their feelings. This is how they share their lives
so
with the
world.
So you
see these people are crazy doing this, that they shouldn't be complaining because these young people are going out there and they're seeing the outdoors and they're not sitting there in front of their TVs?
They're share. Right. Exactly.
Can't you do both, though? Can't you be responsible at the same time?
To me, going to see a beautiful thing and taking a photo of it to make a digital recording of it
right.
is a great way to hold on to your memory.
Well, they're saying that it's not about taking the photo and holding on to your memory. It's about
the amount of people doing it.
No, it's not even that. It's doing it and then posting it and tagging it. So they're not saying don't go up there and take a picture for yourself. They're saying the way that you distribute this content that you get what's leading
to
the problem.
So if we took the tag off it, the geotag off it.
They would be happy.
They'd be okay with it.
Well, I think to a certain extent, based on the complaints that we've heard so far,
then they
yes.
need to put up a sign that guilts
no
the
geotagging.
People. That's right. And please do not geotag this beautiful spot.
Exactly.
Because
and then, though
you found it, we don't want anybody else here.
And then, of course, all the older people like us who don't know what geotagging is would walk up and start, wait a minute, do I need to cut the tag out of my shirt?
That's right. Is that a geotag or is that
that's a geotag.
Is that a Johnny Cupcakes right. tag?
Or maybe they thought it was a warning to don't take the tag off your mattress. Where
right, right. you don't still have tags on your mattress, do you?
Yeah, I do. It's illegal to take them off.
Only
it's
by the owner. You have to be the owner to take it off. It says right on it. If you are not the owner, you can't take it off. But if you own it, you can take the tag off. Oh, my gosh. Poor Dan.
Oh, my
Have you ever broken a law in your life? Have you ever done anything that's civil disobedient at your life?
I did jaywalk one time.
You did once.
Yes.
Not in Wellesley,
I think.
Not in Wellesley, because you know that can really get you in trouble in Wellesley.
I think I've done it more than once.
Okay.
But anyway, finally, just to put a pin in it, I want to... they're conservationists, though, they are concerned. And to that point where I said when the trails are so heavily traveled, it really can have an impact on the region or on the area. And they're saying that it will impact the fragile ecosystem and also put wild animals at risk. So they're asking tourists to cut it out. Just stop. Stop.
Guilt.
Stop.
Use guilt.
Take your pictures. Some other time.
The habit of geotagging.
Geotagging. Not targeting.
Sorry, geotagging.
Yeah, geotagging.
Geotargeting is an advertising and a marketing term.
Exactly.
Okay,
so wonderful. Again, I do agree with you. It's great that people are getting to the outdoors. I love the outdoors. I could spend my life in the outdoors. So I like it when people, even technology, pulls you outside. But I hope that there can be some happy medium here where people can still get outside, tag, share, and not destroy.
Right. And you know what? The next time I go outside in my hot tub, I'll make sure I don't geotag it.
I hope you don't. I don't want to see that. If you like this episode, let us know. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter. Have any questions or comments? You can also let us know at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.